Maine Governor Janet Mills suspends Senate campaign, handing Democrat nomination to Graham Nazi Tattoo Plattner. By Hannah Knudsen on April 30, 2026. Maine's Democrat Governor Janet Mills, 78, has suspended her Senate campaign, which she hoped would unseat five-term incumbent Senator Susan Collins, Army. According to reports, Mills attributed her decision to suspend her campaign to a lack of money to successfully compete against her progressive primary challenger, Graham Plattner, an Oysterman. She bragged of her political achievements, including expanding abortion. As district attorney, attorney general and now, as governor, I have always fought for Maine people. Together, we've expanded health care, fully funded education, guaranteed free community college and free school meals, protected reproductive freedom, and made our state more resilient to the pollution and violent storms caused by climate change. Yet, these efforts have been undermined by a Republican administration that is blind to science, deaf to the cries of those in need of medical care, and ignorant of the needs of regular families. Mills said when she decided to run for Senate, it was because she believed Maine people were getting a bad deal from Washington and because the President of the United States was threatening our democracy and pushing our nation to the brink of disaster. I continue to believe that today, she said, attributing her decision to suspend her campaign to a lack of financial resources. She promised to continue working for the people of Maine during her remaining time as governor. While I have the drive and passion, commitment and experience, and above all else, the fight, to continue on, I very simply do not have the one thing that political campaigns unfortunately require today, the financial resources, she said. That is why today I have made the incredibly difficult decision to suspend my campaign for the United States Senate. Her exit leaves just two Democrats left to qualify on the ballot, progressive favorite Plattner and David Costello. Collins is the only Republican instead of Mills' exit. I'm sure this was a difficult decision for Governor Mills, and I thank her for her decades of service to the people of Maine. A recent Emerson College survey analyzing the race in Maine found Plattner outshining Mills by double digits in the Democrat primary race, garnering 55% support to Mills' 28%. Notably, Mills signed a late-term abortion bill in 2023, essentially expanding the murder of unborn children by allowing abortions at any time during pregnancy if deemed necessary by a doctor. She has also waged a war against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and accused President Donald Trump of taking a wrecking ball to the Constitution.